It's a big popular topic for discussion, the reconstruction of Rupp Arena and building a new convention center. Price estimates predict the cost could reach $300 million. Financing will probably include money borrowed by both state and city governments. However, Democratic candidate Reginald Thomas says the private sector should also help fund the Rupp project.
It's going to be done primarily with private dollars. There will be some public money. But I think it's important in terms of, again, bringing conventions, bringing the dollars that come with that for shopping, for restaurants. So it has a lot of revenue benefits, revenue-deriving benefits for the city.
Some critics argue such money is better spent on Lexington's other needs, such as other capital improvements and affordable housing. Independent candidate Richard Maloney says other money is targeted for such work. He wants to make sure Lexington is in line to compete for economic development monies.
I know that Louisville, over the last few years, got capital project improvement, and so did Northern Kentucky. And I want to be sure that we have the right, that Lexington has that share to get the same pot of money. I would support finding ways to get the money to get Rupp Arena moving.
Republican candidate Michael Johnson understands the importance of Rupp Arena to downtown revitalization, but he doesn't want to place the burden on hardworking taxpayers, many of whom can't afford to attend events in Rupp.
This city has to start doing things for across the board, not just one organization or one businesses, like Rupp Arena. Rupp Arena plays a major part in the city life, but this is the key. There are some other things that need our attention, too.
In addition to a major overhaul of the arena, city leaders and boosters also want a new convention center. As proposed, Democrat Reginald Thomas says it's too far removed from Rupp Arena.
I think it ought to be located closer to the arena so that people who come can have more access to the arena and to the entertainment facilities and shopping facilities.
Both before and after a stint in state government, Richard Maloney served at Lexington City Hall. Several years ago, he claims the city missed out on some state construction money. He doesn't want Lexington to miss a similar opportunity.
There was some capital project money up there that we could have put the baseball field downtown Lexington. At that time, everybody was outraged because we got flood problems. We need to spend that money on flood problems. But that money was set aside for capital improvement project for economic development. We end up losing it and end up going to Northern Kentucky at the aquarium.
Increasingly, Kentucky's larger universities have turned to the private sector when improvements are needed. For example, private firms have built student housing at the University of Kentucky and at Eastern Kentucky University. UK will also use private funds to finance renovated athletic facilities. But Michael Johnson says some smaller schools can only turn to the state for such funding.
You know, it's great that UK can find the private money to do some of the things that they're doing on campus, but our university can't find that private money. There are struggling, and there's great teachers at these universities.
Central Kentucky voters will decide the outcome of this three-way Senate race on Tuesday. As for financing downtown improvements, Lexington's residents will learn more in January when the governor delivers his proposed budget to the General Assembly. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.